This afternoon, we talk about the quality of air in India. There's some reports which is indicating that India's capital, New Delhi, suffered its most toxic air in a year. Joining us on the line, author of the book, The Great Smog of India, Siddharth Singh. Siddharth, good day to you and welcome to the program on Radio Islam.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us. It's absolutely our pleasure and we're honored to have you. And we look forward to drawing from your extensive knowledge on this topic. But before getting to that, how has the COVID lockdown situation helped or further exacerbated the smog problem in India?
I think that's a very good question because the COVID-related lockdowns have done actually a bit of both. So when the lockdowns actually began in March, because of obviously all economic activity stopping, we saw that emissions from all the usual suspects, that is road transport or industries or any other construction activity, all of that basically stopped. It ground to a halt. So we saw some of the clearest air that we have ever seen in years in the middle of this year. But then what happened was that because of the lockdown, many of the things that we were going to improve upon, for example, in the field of agriculture or in terms of more purchases of electric vehicles, all of those things could not happen, due to which now in the winter period, suddenly the air pollution levels are much higher than they normally are.
Hmm. New Delhi recorded the concentration of poisonous PM2.5 particles at 14 times the safe limit. Now, explain to us in layman's term, what does this mean?
So what this means is, firstly, PM in particulate, so PM in PM2.5 stands for particulate matter, and 2.5 is the size, which is in microns. So what it basically means is that these particles are so small that they are about 1/20th the width of the human hair. And therefore, being so small, they go straight into your nose and your lungs. They bypass all your natural defenses. There's nothing you can do to stop it from getting straight into your bloodstream. And once it's in your bloodstream, it can go into any organ, including the brain, including, whatever else, causing a lot of health issues. In fact, in India, about 20% of all lung-related diseases and 19 or 20% of all diabetes is caused by air pollution. So clearly, in terms of mortality, 1.7 million Indians dying every year, that's a huge number. It makes air pollution one of the biggest killers there is.
That is really shocking stats that you share with us. A resident said that woke up with a feeling that poisonous garbage is stuck in my windpipe. Now, is that the feeling that people get as a result of this, what we're talking about?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, it is sometimes bizarre how when you're in Delhi, you get used to not being able to see far into the distance because of, how bad the air quality is. And then when you, have to, say, fly out to a different part of the country where the air may be purer, suddenly your eyes find it so difficult to adjust to how clear things are. It's almost like we have we're not used to clean air anymore.
Hmm. In terms of, something that you alluded to earlier with the farmers and their role in this, in October, November, typically the farmers burning of the stubble in the surrounding states. So does that also worsen the situation?
Yes, in fact, that is the trigger to the smog problem in the winter time. So although air pollution is a year-long problem, but it really starts peaking in the months of October and November, which is why we often have a conversation around this time of the year. What happens is that, there's a round of crop which ends at the monsoon time in India, which is close towards, September or so, where the harvest is done. And then the farmers have to clear out the field for the next cropping cycle, which begins in a month's time. So they have only 1 month to basically clear out the fields. And the cheapest way for them to do that is to buy some kerosene, spend 2 rupees on a matchstick box and just burn it all down. And that causes a lot of problem. That is the trigger to this issue because there are approximately 10 million or so farmers or farmlands which are basically burned down at this time of the year in northern India. So it's not just a Delhi problem, it's a northern Indian problem. So I think, to really address this problem in the winter time, something really needs to be done about this. Now, the government has been trying to do a few things, but it has basically failed because the scale of the problem is that massive. They have tried to, incentivize farmers to not burn by either giving them machinery, or they're trying to subsidize the farmers. They're trying to say that if you, instead of burning it down, if you were to collect it and give it to us, we'll pay you some money for it. So they're trying to do all these things, but all of these things are failing because no matter how much you incentivize the farmers, it'll always be even more cheaper to just burn it down. So the only real way to get out of this problem is to stop the kind of farming that happens. So in Punjab, in Haryana, these northern Indian states, it's usually rice followed by wheat. So instead of having this kind of a crop cycle where you have rice and wheat in the year, they should diversify away from this towards other crops. So there could be vegetables, there could be other forms of things to eat. So I think that kind of a transformation in agriculture is the only solution to this problem.
Yes, so you've outlined that because I've picked up on an article on the Times of India Weather Channel where they're saying that air quality in India to substantially improve in coming years. And is there any reason to be optimistic? We've seen that this issue of the air quality has become a topical issue. It's become a political discussion. It's become a discussion in the public discourse.
Yes, I think because of all these reasons and because of the technological changes that are happening, I suspect that every year things will, start improving a little bit. Although in the next 4 or 5 years, you may not visibly see the difference. But I think if you compare it, say, from now to, say, in the year 2030, things would have radically changed by then. And there are quite a few reasons for this. One is that the number of electric vehicles that are being sold, and these electric vehicles are replacing the old diesel, burning vehicles. That kind of a transformation is going to accelerate in the next few years because electric vehicles are becoming cheaper. Even there are government subsidies for you to adopt them. In addition to this, there are some industrial norms that are coming about, which involve the purchasing of cleaner and burning technologies. Now, these things have not yet been adopted in India. Although there are government rulings to or court rulings to make it happen, they have not really invested. But I think in the next 2 or 3 or 4 years, as the technology shifts happen, we will start seeing better air.
We certainly hope that. Thank you very much for the very interesting discussion.
Thank you very much again for having me.
Go well. Bye-bye.
Bye.